Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and we're on location at the offices of NowSpeed with our host, David Reske. David, it's great to be here.
Thanks for coming. It's great to be here with you, too.
Well, anytime you invite us back, you guys are wonderful hosts. And our next guest up on Radio Entrepreneurs is Victor Yablokov, Victor with Wallflower Labs. Welcome, Victor.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Nice to have you in here, and you've got an innovative new product that, as you told us before we came on air, you're in development and close to launch. You want to tell our listeners a little bit about the product that you guys have developed?
Sure. So Wallflower Labs is working on essentially making every cooking appliance in the market smart. And it's a simple device that you plug your stove into, and essentially it warns you if you've left the stove on and left the home. It warns you if you've forgotten that the stove is on. It tells you every time the stove is turned on or off. And the goal of this product is to help people avoid the biggest cause of home fires, which is unattended cooking, people forgetting the stove's on and leaving the home or falling asleep on the couch, which, you know, causes, unfortunately, deaths every year. And this product is designed to alleviate that. Mm.
That's fascinating. You said 50% of home fires are caused by unattended cooking. What's that number aggregate look like approximately?
So let's see. Every year there's probably about 150 to 200,000 fires caused by cooking.
Wow. So it's a tremendous issue.
It's a tremendous issue.
And costly issue as
very
well.
Very costly, yes. So it's the numbers we've seen are, you know, between $5 to $8 billion a year in damages. That doesn't even include cost of death, life insurance, injuries, hospitalizations. I mean, if you think about fire in general, you know, you just look at, you know, when you're looking at certain statistics, you may see, oh, okay, it's what's the impact of just the property, but you don't realize what's the cost of the fire department coming to your home, right? What's all the other costs associated with that incident, medical, et cetera, et cetera. It escalates pretty quickly. I think a few years ago, someone put a study together about, you know, the total cost of fires to the U.S. economy, and it was somewhere on the order of 2% of GDP. If you look at everything as a whole. So that's a pretty big issue and something that, you know, fire has been man's best friend and it can be man's, you know, worst enemy at the same time, right? I mean, it created society, right? When the caveman found fire. But in the end, too, it can be very damaging if you're not careful with it. And the stove in your home, unfortunately, you know, it's something that's necessary, but it's also one of the most dangerous appliances because it's a flame source inside your house, right?
Right.
So this is the product we're developing is essentially a product that will help increase the awareness around that appliance so that when we are forgetful, which is human nature, when we're busy, when we're overworked, when we have kids, small kids that are distracting us.
None of that ever happens in real life, right?
Exactly. And, you know, and this product is there to alleviate, you know, one of the major issues or risks that we have as homeowners.
So fascinating. You're kind of going upstream in terms of the realization that there's a problem coming or a potential problem coming. If you think about it in terms of smoke detectors or fire mitigation systems, they're great once something has happened. So you guys are going up the chain to try and provide notification before something happens.
Exactly. And, you know, it's like as human beings, we always think it's not going to happen to us, right? This is a human nature that, you know, it's always something bad always happens to somebody else. But, you know, the statistics show about 1 in 22 homes will have a fire, you know, which is really, you know, you do the math, it's about 5%. So it's not an insignificant number. You know, most homes, most people will have, at least in their lifetime, at least 3 incidents of fire in their home. So it's,
wow.
You know, once you start looking at the numbers, statistically, it's actually the risk is there. And when you look at, smoke detectors have done a major positive impact on reducing the deaths, et cetera, but at the end of the day, the smoke detector is a device that warns you after the problem has started. It warns you
Correct.
To get out of the home, right? The connected devices that are connected to the fire department may get the fire department there sooner to help reduce some of the damage. But damage is happening when the smoke alarm's going off. Our product, you know, we have a saying within Wallflower, it's if the smoke alarm's going off, it's too late, right? So why don't we try to do something now within this connected world that we have with devices and internet, warn the homeowner before it becomes an issue, before smoke is happening, right?
Yeah, it sounds like a really powerful idea, but I'm wondering, what's your personal connection to this? How'd you get interested in this problem?
So as I personally experienced two events that thankfully were not damaging to my property, but it was enough to trigger the thought of, hey, this might be an interesting idea. First event was a simple, you know, I have a small child, I'm distracted, I leave the house, half hour later I remember something's on the stove and I run home to turn it off and nothing happened. And you know, as we talk as a company to homeowners, it's like leaving the stove on is always something, you know, 9 out of 10 times people have thought about, oh, did I ever leave the stove on and leave the house? So it's a common thing for people to think about and be paranoid about. And right now there's no way for them to check on it other than physically coming back home and making sure it's off. And then
I tried to train my dog to let me know, but he's not that, you know, not that smart. Yeah. But you're right. It's one of those things people think about often.
Right. You know? And also for seniors, right? When you look at the senior citizens, you know, one of the highest risk factors they have for accidental deaths is the stove being left on. So, you know,
not necessarily leaving the house, but leaving, being in another room for several hours, whatever it may be.
Exactly. And, you know, last year there was a sad, you know, story from actually Australia or New Zealand, where a 16-year-old was cooking and fell asleep on the couch and the house burned down and he died. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's not without risk, this appliance. So I had this event, and then a few months later, the same thing happened while my wife and I were at a dinner party, and she remembered that the stove was on, and we rushed home, and it was. We left it on. Fortunately, we, again, didn't have any property damage, and nothing occurred negative. But she said the magic words of, why can't I just turn this off with my phone? And that, of course, set the light bulb off. I started looking. At that point, I was brainstorming kind of ideas for what would be, you know, my next company, what should I work on, what's an interesting problem. And I started researching. You know, I had no idea before she said that, and before I started looking into the problem, I had no idea that unattended cooking caused about half the fires in the U.S. And it was a shock when we saw those numbers. So we realized, you know what, this could be an interesting product to develop. And that was kind of the catalyst for kind of getting us thinking about the problem and thinking about what could a solution look like.
So new product development is always a challenge and can take a long time. What phase are you at in development, and how soon do you see taking it to market?
So we essentially are already talking to manufacturers. The product has been built. It's already been beta tested in Boston. So there's homes that have been using this product since about May. We've been trialing it, and we're now going into essentially manufacturing, and we're starting to talk to retailers. We're in active discussions with insurance companies about, you know, what would a discount look like to incent a homeowner to buy this device and put it in their home. And we expect to launch product in first quarter of this year.
So you guys are well along the way to launch. Now, the product, just for descriptive purposes, sounds like a device that plugs into a cooking device and then into a wall. So it required AC, or there's some other technology that, in the event of a power failure, it still monitors?
Well, so our first product is compatible with electric stoves.
Okay.
So it's designed for what essentially is what most people have, which is the freestanding ranges. So the oven cooktop combination. Those electric stoves are essentially plugged into the wall. There's an outlet behind your stove. So this product is essentially a high power smart plug. You pull your stove out, you unplug it from the wall, you plug it into our device.
The 240 line.
Yeah, you plug it into the wall and you're done. And that's the installation. We're working on a gas compatible version of our product, similar kind of installation where it's non-invasive. So we're trying to minimize the installation procedure for the homeowner to make sure that, you know, we don't want this product to be bought and it sits on your shelf because you need to get a plumber or an electrician to install it. It has to be very simple. A tool-less installation is our goal.
And that's literally a plug and play.
Literally plug and play. You know, and then you set it up, connect it to your Wi-Fi, your home Wi-Fi. It connects, you know, you can install our app on your phone. And that's it, and away you go. And now your stove is connected. We monitor every time you turn your stove on. You get a notification when your stove turns off. you know, you get a notification. If you've left it on, and you know, there's algorithms that are built into the product so that it learns your cooking behavior. So, for example, if you're cooking your typical, you know, morning, you know, lunch and dinner every day, 7 days a week, month over month, and that's your pattern, well, what happens if there's an anomaly in that pattern, right? What happens is all of a sudden we see the stove turn on at, you know, 10 o'clock at night because the cat walked by and hit the knob. Right away, that's for us as an anomaly, and we can escalate the notifications to make sure that you're warned that something's going on that's out of the ordinary. And so there's going to be, you know, there's smarts installed into the product as well to make sure that it's as safe as possible to avoid, again, events that are anomalies.
So this isn't your first rodeo, so to speak. You've sold a company, built a company, and sold a company in the past successfully, and now you've been along the startup path. What are some of the features or lessons that came your way the second time around that have been interesting things that you would share with other entrepreneurs?
You know, I think it's, you know, I think you make new mistakes in your second company, right? It's like, and it's just part of human nature, right? There's no perfect path, and there's no perfect, you know, you don't have all the answers, right? And every set, and what's interesting about being an entrepreneur is that you're learning new things every day. The type of company that I started before is very different from the type of company that I'm running now, right? Before, we were doing a speech recognition platform, you know, software as a service, a B2B type, B2B type company. Today, we're a consumer direct hardware company. So it's very, very different. So it presents its own set of challenges, but it's a very interesting place to be because, you know, one of the things when we look at consumer behavior, right, people enjoy buying things, right? People enjoy the touch and feel something real, right? There's a reason why, you know, when we look around us, we live in a physical world, right? It's the whole concept of, you know, do you feel the same satisfaction buying a piece of software as you do buying something that's physical? Absolutely not, right? There's a reason why we see retail chains with things full, you know, their shelves
full of product.
Right. So,
and sort of the concept of Ness, a beautiful thing that you want to showcase on your wall.
Show and that you can touch and feel. It's real, right? And this is the advantage that hardware has. What the now further along, the connected hardware has an even more interesting advantage because now you can actually interact with the customer. You can interact with the homeowner. You can do interesting things, you know, with this product that you can't do with, you know, a coffee cup, right? Even though it may be the most beautiful coffee cup in the world, but at the end of the day, it's an inanimate object. Connected devices almost have a personality of their own. They almost have a life of their own because now you can actually interact with them, and then they can warn you of certain, you know, things to keep you safer, right? And that's the whole point. This is why there's such a big push in the industry right now to connect devices so that we can make our lives easier and, you know, take some of the risks away from our daily lives because there are risks. It's just, you know, this is the world we live in.
Fascinating stuff. You'll have to come back and join us again at Radio Entrepreneurs once your product is launched and let us know some of the trials and tribulations of getting into the retail space.
Appreciate the invite, and it's definitely fun.
It really sounds like fascinating stuff, and we wish you the best of success as you come up on your launch. You're listening to Radio Entrepreneurs. Our guest in the studio has been Viktor Yablokov of Wallflower Labs, and we're at the offices of NowSpeed with David Reske, and we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.